Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're like, hey, wait a minute, I didn't hear part one. Guys, it's because we put out a lot of recaps. Go back and listen to part one, okay? It's before this one. Bye. Enjoy the show. So now we go to date night with Brittany and Brandon. They're a BLVD Boulevard. You know that Sansa Boulevard? For the longest time, I thought it was Mr. Belvedere State.
All this time, I never knew it was a boulevard.
What?
By the way, what is a vard? Why do you have a boulevard? You ever heard of vard before? Why would you put it in a bowl? Why do you have a boulevard?
I don't get it.
No.
Date night.
I met Brandon in Kentucky, and we started off real close friends, and I love his personality. He's just such a good, genuine person, but the time wasn't right, because he lives like 3 hours away. He lives in Paso Robles. Paso Robles, whatever it is, Paso Robles.
Paso Robles.
I feel so bad for anyone who was near this table, because this is what the entire meal was like. And here we have some caviar.
Welcome to caviar. It's like fancy and some. It's like fish eggs. P-U. Hi, where are the yolks? You know what I'm saying? Oh my God, look at that fork. That's a nice fork. Oh my God, look at that steak. Can you cut it up real nice for us? look at that goat, please. Somewhere wide, please. Oh, look. Dessert, can I have a souffle, please?
She was like, it was like one of those movies where like someone, it goes in a time machine from like the year 300 AD and is like sent to modern times and gets sent to their first restaurant. And she's like giggling at every single thing. I mean, like if she weren't so sweet, like I do think she seems so sweet, I would be like, oh my God, get this person off my TV. Like the only thing that saves her is that like at some point her sheer joy at the simplest things is like a little bit infectious, but like, literally every single thing that came to the table, she was giggling about.
What's this thing?
This is a table, ma'am.
Oh, you ain't gonna serve us on TV trays. Look, this is meat. This is meat that didn't come out of a can. Where'd it come from?
I think home crap says they're putting steak on.
Those are plates.
Oh, really? I always heard about those things.
Brandon, Brittany's all dressed up. I mean, it's Brittany, so it's Brittany fashion. But still, she made an effort, you know. God, could she make more? Sure, you know. But she's with Brandon. This guy's just in, like, cargo pants, like, stained cargo t-shirt. Pants from the Old Navy and a T-shirt. Ugh, it's just...
It's like, this is Affliction's number one customer right here. So, it's like, man, don't you miss the days of... Was it Tom Hardy? No, that's the actor. You know, Ed Hardy. So yeah. Brandon is like, so you look pretty tonight. I like those earrings. She's like, do you?
The very first time I came here is when I separated from Jackson January 24th and I came here for my birthday the very next day.
He's like, wow, that's funny because I'm pretty sure my separation was on January 27th.
Really? No, like 3 days different than my separation? That's crazy.
He's like, this year, though. She's like, oh, well, mine was almost 2 years ago. I hope your ex don't think I got nothing to do with it.
Hey, what's this little mirror thing on a stick?
It's a spoon.
Oh, cool.
Nothing says I had something to do with it like saying, I hope your ex don't think I got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, that's true.
You were cheating with this man. Just say it. So he's like, well, she says, you guys were already separated far before. Don't forget that. You better say it. He's like, well, you better say it right now. Okay. He's like, yeah, she just really makes things difficult. Oh, I'm sure she does, Brandon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she does. Can't wait to hear Brandon's sob story about how he's the victim in everything with both of the women who've had his children. Can't wait. Sure it's coming.
Rushed in too quickly. Didn't realize, but he's grown up a lot. He's done a lot of growing. He's a work in progress.
Yep.
So she's like, I'm going through my separation, my divorce, and he's going through a separation as well. And I just think that I'm sure there's jealousy there with the exes and different things like that and such.
So we just got like a lot of things we have to work through right now, which is why we're definitely not going to rush into anything right now. I will be your girlfriend.
He's like, so did we ever even like go on a date in Kentucky? I mean, probably just the alley behind Hooters, right? He's like, oh, you heard it. Well, I can't believe you. I met you when I was a Hooters girl.
Yeah, it was. You know, it's really hard when you have when your first date's the fanciest date you've been ever been on, you know?
And he's
now
like,
that's a steakhouse.
And look at you now.
Yeah, I do really want you to charm the hell out of Zach tomorrow, though.
He's like, yeah, I'm going to love Zach. Zach's going to love me and probably going to be best friends. And he's going to be like, I can't believe that I thought you were going to be a red flag. Am I right? Oh, my God.
Well, you know, Zach means well. You know, he's just seeming hurt so bad. You know, he don't want me to look off red flags and fall in love too quickly. You know, he's trying to protect me, but I'm not oblivious to red flags. I love him. I make blankets out of him, cuddle with him at night. But my peripherals aren't enough. Like, if there's a red flag, I'm like, oh, there's a red flag. But then I got my peripherals on. It's like chicken wings. One chicken wing right here, one chicken wing right here, and then there's a red flag. I don't see it. Where is it? Where's the ranch? Where's the ranch?
Yes, Brittany, that is why Zach is concerned, because it's the peripheral red flags that are the big issue. Also, you have to turn your heads, so that way they are no longer in your peripheral vision. Rotate, use that neck, okay? So dessert comes.
Speaking of, do you have a driver's license yet? Because I saw her driving the other day in the neighborhood, and I was like, does she have a license? Because wasn't she driving without a license for years?
That I don't remember.
You don't? They were like, you can't drive. Jackson's like, you can't drive Brittany because you don't have a license. She's like, what? Sorry.
Okay, fine.
So dessert comes, and they have, for whatever reason, their dessert needs a candle, and it's one of those sparklers that's like in a metal cone. And I like that she's like, don't blow it out. Be careful. And he's like, okay. So he's like, well,
this is how I lost my first pair of boobs. Well, trying to do firework from Katy Perry. God, I love her. Fortunately, I couldn't see out of my peripherals. Walked right up to a propane tank outside while Jack was grilling. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty. Thank God for the nose doctor. My boobs can smell again.
You know how many times I've been run over in the street? I'm like, Frogger, got those peripherals, got to work on them.
So Brandon is like...
A Frogger. Never mind. So I don't want anybody to say I can't edit myself, because I can. So Brandon's like, yeah, I got these because I figured we could do something special today to celebrate me wanting to ask you if you'll be my girlfriend. Listen, I needed a sign, and the signs are here. They are television cameras. Oh, also, I have to mention, when they ordered the wine, he goes, I'll have the duck bill because that's from Robles and that's where I'm from. Like, Robles? Did he say that's from Paso Robles and that's where I'm from? Are you even really from there? I don't think you say it, Robles.
Barney Robles. Lots of red flags around this guy. And then Brittany is like, oh, he's like, well, I want to know if you'd like to be my girlfriend. And she's like, whoa. By the way, I had a hiccup, but it was actually in character. She's like, are you sure we're not moving too fast? Don't ask him that. You don't have to. No, it's not that question for him to answer. You have to ask yourself that. And the answer is yes. So he's like,
it's not the driver who says you're going too fast. It's the passenger who's like, you're going too fast. You are going too fast.
Yes. So he's like, I think we're in a good space, and I think it would be very appropriate if we were exclusively dating, and I could call you my girlfriend. I think we're on the same page.
Oh, okay, let's do it. You're so cute. Well, Zach's gonna really have some things to say tomorrow. Dad, just don't fuck up. Don't fuck up. Okay.
Why are you pitting your best friend against your boyfriend? This is the dumbest move. This is so Brittany.
We'll hate you. You better talk to him. You better talk to him more. Zach's the speed bump here. Zach's the one.
Oh my God. I think that is.
Brandon could be like a 2026 fuckboy, which is that, like, I think they're like a little bit more self-aware. If you were to say, if Jax is Nightmare on Elm Street, Brandon could be Scream, you know, like Jax was just pure horror, but Brandon's like, I'm comedy horror, right? Like, he acknowledges later, he's like, no, I'm totally full of red flags. I get it. I totally understand what you're saying. He's like very meta. He's like being self-referential. He gets like, no, I can't be a fuckboy because I'm so self-aware, right? So it's actually okay. And that's the vibe he gives. And I was like, yeah, you know, this guy seems actually pretty nice. But I'm like, Ben, don't fall for it. don't fall for it. Don't fall for it, Ben. This guy wants to be on TV. So I think that he's like our new, a new generation, a new style of fuckboy. A fuckboy who was raised watching other fuckboys and now is adjusting his behavior accordingly.
Yes. Basically like all the Summer House guys. They know all the pitfalls, and so they try and talk their way around them. It takes a couple of years, you know, before you can see through it.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Now we go to Nia and Danny. They're getting ready for their housewarming party, and Danny is dressing like a cowboy, and now he's talking like a cowboy. So he's like, hey, you got a man to take care of all these kids. I mean, he kind of talks like that anyway, but he's really stressing it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, you're hilarious. He's like, you see my mountain, Mount Zuko? You know, I'm very excited for this housewarming. I've never been more happy in my life. I got so excited. I felt up the side of my house. I said, hey, bring daddy a drink. And the house said, I can't. I'm a house. Anyway, the house we got, it's 5-bedroom with a yard and a pool. And it's got a sweet ash. And having the space, it's just so clean, so beautiful. It doesn't even feel real.
The theme for our housewarming party is New Frontier, because we live in the middle of nowhere. It's a new frontier. I wanted to have it be Martha Stewart prison, you know, because it's really nice and really pretty. But at the end of the day, it's still a prison. But Danny didn't want anybody wearing ponchos. He said it would be harder for him to give them squeezes through ponchos. So here we are, New Frontier party.
And they keep showing their neighborhood. They keep doing these like drone shots in the neighborhood. It's just like one of these like cookie cutter suburbia things, like pure, just like copy paste. And I
just, it's just a lot of, I'm glad Janet didn't come. You wouldn't even see her. You would just see floating eyes because everything around her is beige.
Like, that's a funny concept. I don't know. I'm laughing because I just started playing Super Mario Wonder yesterday, and I'm just imagining like a Super Mario Wonder version of Janet where she just has her eyes floating around chasing Mario.
Is that a new one? Wonder? That's not a new one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
There's a new Mario?
It came out on the Switch, and then they just re-released it for Switch 2. It came out like a year and a half ago or so. Like a side scroller. It's very whimsical.
I'm a side scroller guy. So, okay. So, they're excited for the housewarming. So she's like, come inside. We need to talk about stuff. And he's like, well, I ordered all the food, little lady. It's coming. Barbecue, tri-tip, ribs. I ordered 70 pounds of meat, and I can't wait to squeeze the fuck out of all of it. Where are we going to put all this food, by the way? She's like, I'm struggling to talk to you because you won't talk to me with that accent. Like, I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you. He's like, you ever met a cowboy before? Hop on here, little lady. Take a little ride on this horse here, right? Danny, we're not having sex right now. Come on, baby. Get right down here on the little horsey.
He's like, can we just have like a normal conversation? He's like, nah, you can't. No, I'm a cowboy. I'm really a cowboy. I'm not dropping this, okay? You're just so pretty. She's like, you have teeth whitening strips on right now. How was she talking about? No, and she just basically goes in and pulls the whitening strip off his teeth, and he's like, now cowboys don't ever touch a cowboy's whitening strip. And honestly, if I were Nia, I'd be like, I'm going nuts. I'm in a suburban hell and you won't get out of a cowboy character, and I need to ask a serious question about where we're putting the sodas.
She like, never gets an
shut
answer
the fuck up.
He never answers. He just stays there and keeps smiling that little stupid smile, and then she like pretends to be, you know, doubled over in laughter. I just feel bad for Nia. Like, someone pick Nia up. Just come get tons of kids. Just get a huge van and come get her. You're going to need a big one. She's got a lot of kids. Just get them out.
Yeah, seriously. Then outside, Lala meets Brittany and Brandon at Brittany's house. They're going to go carpool, and they're all like, Lala's like, Britt, did somebody pee pee? Because the dog has peed in the living room. She's like, oh my God, Dolly Jane, did you pee in the living room? Oh, yeah. And oh my God, you're not a cool guy today. That's for sure.
Yeah. And they're like, Zach, Luke, Kristen, Benji, Jasmine, and Melissa are all riding together. And it's like 59 minutes late. Meanwhile,
it's not that it's 59 minutes late.
Oh, there's 50 minutes away.
Yeah, it's 59 minutes. Yeah, they have to take an hour. It's literally like going from New York City to like Brewster, New York, like up there in West. It is so far, people. You don't understand. I'm so offended on behalf of everyone in this cast.
So Tom Schwartz arrives at the party and he's bringing like a cooler and like a big plant. And, he's like, I really went ham for these guys.
Wait a minute. You have a neck pillow on. What the heck is that? You got a neck pillow? Some necks go to sleep. Do necks go to sleep?
Michelle then shows up and she's like, hello, who is ready for a 2-hour drive? Estimated arrival time, 3:16 p.m. Weather is 65 degrees. Mild cloudiness. Overall sunny.
Hi, Schwartz, why'd you bring a pumpkin?
He's like, well, because we started in summer, but by the time we drove here, it was fall.
He's like, oh, it starts up. Halloween season starts September 1st. Everyone knows that. Oh.
So then Zach is like, I took dysentery pills and I also have a water purifier, so no dysentery, because I always died of that on the Oregon Trail.
So everybody's excited to meet Brandon. He's like, yeah, I want to meet Brandon too. Like, if you guys like him, that's great. But like, I'm going to like love him. Like, that's not even the issue. The issue is when Brittany gets into a relationship, she doesn't like handle any other things because she's like happy in a relationship, but like, she's not even dealing with the other things in her life. So I'm just like trying to like, you know what? I'm just trying to be like, hey, you know what? Stay on track.
Why are you so angry? Calm down.
It's like going off like, no, in the van.
He's like doing, and he's always bouncing. When he gets mad, he like starts like bouncing like and like moving his around.
It's like, I'm gonna tell you something.
So then, meanwhile, in Lala's car, Lala's driving, and she's like, "So everyone, I hear that Jasmine flip flops a little bit." And Brittany's like, "A little? What do you mean?" She's like, "Okay, so I'm gonna tell you. I heard that she'll like be cool to your face, and then say things behind your back, and then we'll pretend not to remember these things." And Michelle's like, I kind of noticed that. And that's why I said something to you. Okay, because like at the UI2K party, like Michelle tells me that. Like, what did she say, Michelle? Can you say it again, Michelle, what she said?
I do not know if she's genuine or not. But, you know, she said she did not say that. And Brandon's like, yeah, you know. Well, first of all, before we even get into it, Brandon, what the fuck, Lala? Okay. Jasmine, you had a problem with Jasmine. You talked it over, and now you're going to try and restart a problem with Jasmine over no reason, mm-hmm. for no reason at all. And who would have been this person who said that to you? Who would have? Right. Maybe Janet. She's the only person that's not there who hasn't been there. So you went and talked shit with Janet, and now you're bringing Janet shit to this because Janet's not invited to the party. So Janet's going to insert her way in there through Lala. Like, oh, gross. But also, Janet's gross enough without you, without having you on her back.
But also, like, Lala and Janet left that party. Like, they squashed it. They were like, okay, everything's fine. Lala's whole premise here is, oh, I heard that she'll be cool to your face and then say things behind your back. What are you doing right now? You were cool exactly to Jasmine's face. And now you were literally trying to start shit-talking, get the whole, you know, car shit-talking Jasmine behind her back. And we know you were doing that because you get mad at Brandon later because Brandon spills the beans.
Yes. So Brandon's like, well, you know, Jasmine seems nice to me and she's always upbeat and happy when she's around me. I'm like, maybe she just came off the wrong way. And Lala's like, Brandon just got here and he's already picking sides. Yeah, because you're being a blatant asshole and you're getting in a car, a friend group you're not even a part of until this season and barely. Okay. And then you're shit talking somebody else. You're an asshole.
Yeah. But it's also, it is a little bit of an overstep on his part, though, that being said. So Michelle's,
I don't think
like,
so at all. And also he's another black man on the cast who's like standing up for, you know, it's like he sees what Lala's doing, you know, I think. Right. So right. Brandon may turn out to be a total jackass, but I'm team Brandon on this one. Like, don't start this, Lala. Don't. It's a terrible move.
Michelle's like, well, she put it on me. And he's like, well, it's not fair. I mean, you gotta own up to your own stuff. But like every time I've been around her, she's been like really happy and genuine. She's like, like, by the way, guys, I could be halfway to Palm Springs right now. This is like crazy. It's like, how many freeways did we take to get here? He's like, at least three. Like, are we even in LA still? Are we in Ventura County? Like, I think we are. They're like all panicking. They're like, where are we? Are we in California still?
They have an Uber helicopter from Santa Clarita back to LA, guys.
Is that true?
I guess so.
An Uber helicopter? That's amazing. I'll move to Santa Clarita if there's an Uber helicopter. How much is it, do you think?
It's probably a few hundred dollars to use it, I imagine.
That sounds so fun. Let's do it. Let's go visit Danny and Nia in Santa Clarita.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need my ass grabbed. So, yeah, we can go to, Jesse,
the cops are afterwards.
So, Jesse and Lacey arrive to the party and, Nia's like, "Oh, wow. You're very Cowboy Carter. I love that."
What?
Like, Lacey does not look Cowboy Carter. I'm going to say this right now. There's nothing about Lacey that looks Cowboy Carter. Like, please do not give her Beyonce. Like, can we not give Lacey, like, some sort of Beyonce cred in this situation? Can we not have, like indirect appropriation from what Beyonce is doing? Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, Nia's like, "Where's Jesse's boots? You look good, girl. Wait, is this the man?" Because Brandon comes in with Brittany. And she's like, "Oh, is this him? Is this the man?" She's like, "This is Brandon."
So Zach is like, "Oh my God, we are finally here. This was like the longest trek. This wasn't just the Oregon Trail. This was like the worst, the world trail. Like, we traveled the world to get here. Seriously.
The Santa Clarita Trail. Go. So they go in and Kristen's like, "I honestly don't even think they get Amazon here. Like, 2 days deliveries to Santa Clarita? No way."
Yes. So then they're just like, "Wow, is it a different time zone here? Do we have to adjust our watches? Like, what's happening here?"
"I don't care if this is like a 14 bedroom mansion with like manservants and a pool boy and like a gay club. I still would not live here."
Yeah, honestly, I get that. So they're all just like, they're getting ready and everything, not getting ready, but they're like getting in and everything. And they're sort of like milling about and Danny is like, "Hey everyone, I got cattle. And Michelle's like, "I forget what a character you are sometimes, Danny. Ha 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 ha."
"You are such a character." And he is like, "How's Kaya today?" And Chris's like, "Oh my God, I'm okay now. But like right before we left, she spewed everywhere, all over Tori. It was everywhere, all over the couch, just projectile vomiting everywhere."
Kristen's so charming.
And isn't Tori Sheena's sister?
Oh, yeah.
Who like made out with Tom for a storyline?
Or not sister? Was that just like the nanny that I don't remember?
Wasn't her name Tori? Hold on. Tori Keith is not actually Sheena Shea's sister, but a close friend, nanny to Sheena's daughter, and a singer actress who appeared in Vanderpump Rules 11. She gained attention from being involved in a love triangle with Tom Schwartz and Katie Maloney. She's a friend of Sheena's actual sister, Courtney. Okay, there we go. I knew there was sister there somewhere. Okay, so Danny's like, "Hey guys, I got cattle." You already said that part. Okay, so Brittany's like, "Hey guys, this is Brandon. Let's go back to Brandon. We went to a place the other day to eat. They had things called tables."
"It was the craziest thing. And then they took like these dresses and they put them on top of the tables."
"Those are called tablecloths."
"Oh, okay. That makes more sense."
"We were eating and they gave us these big like metal poles to stick things with to put in our mouth." "I was like, guess what God gave me? Hands."
"It was real fun, you know. It was really good. Okay. Hey, Zach. Okay, I want you and Brandon just to talk. So I got you guys something to drink. You guys can talk together now. Okay, I can have your shot. Okay.
We're going to go outside and watch you. Good luck, Brandon. Talk to Zach. Okay, don't beat him up. You'll be fine, Zach."
So Zach is like, "I want you to know that like I'm like very protective and like not even if like if there was like red flags so much, but it's like, but there are red flags. Hey, I get it, bro. I have three kids. I have an ex. I am a walking red flag, so that should un-red flag me because I know about my red flags. Okay, great. Got it.
And two baby mama. Don't forget that.
He's like, okay, I get it. I get it. There's red flags. Okay, I get it. Six. There are six red flags. Six flags. It's fun. Six flags. It's a fun place. It's a fun place. Roller coaster. That's great. And Brittany's watching from outside. It's like, Brandon's in there talking to Zach. Mala's like, yeah, well, they're like in the way of the cheese. And I'm getting a little bit pissed off.
Well, I wanted to hear what they are talking about.
Well, what do you think? What do you think about Brandon, guys? You like, what do you actually think?
And Michelle goes, obviously, he's like smart. You guys have a lot in common, except maybe the smart part. And I feel like you need somebody like that.
And Lala says, yeah, and I think that he likes you more than you like him. And that's what you want. So then Luke walks up to Zach and Brandon while they're talking. And Brandon's like, yeah, you know, listen, I get the protective friend thing. You know, that's fine. We can have a conversation, get to know each other. And like, I have Brittany's best interests in mind, you know, and I did ask her out last night. So guess what? She's my girlfriend now. So I'll suck on that one.
One of Brittany's biggest weaknesses is she's very susceptible to being love bombed, and she will open her heart up to literally anyone. And I want her to stop opening her heart up and just open her legs because it's a lot more fun that way. And Zach's like, yeah, could you guys just like take it slowly? He's like, yeah, but we're on the same page. He's like, yeah, but she's so fragile in the state of mind. I want her to have fun. Okay. He's like, well, the wrong person could come along and really manipulate that, but that's not me. I'm absolutely not going to manipulate her whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm from Rebels. You've got nothing to worry about. Okay. Yeah, but you know what? Thank you. That's all I wanted to say. It's like, I get it. I get it. Couple baby mamas, three kids, red flags, fun times. It's fun. Well, starting this friendship, you know what? Okay, then I'm glad you and Brittany are together. Okay. And he goes, yeah, you were the final boss. And he goes, and you defeated me. Just kidding. Wait a minute.
Not yet. There's a secret other final boss, and that's gonna be me when I get drunk. So then Michelle and Lala are talking outside, and Lala's like, the barbecues, oh my god, look at this, like this barbecue's on such a flimsy plate. Michelle's like, I know, usually you need two hands. She's like, yeah, because I get down and dirty with my barbecue. Me too. And then like Lala just sticks this rib in her mouth and just eats it very suggestively while Michelle just watches. It's so random.
This show, I was like, wow, what is production thinking this season? Do you think they're like, what the fuck, you guys? We have to do something. We have a 5-minute scene of Lala eating chicken.
Yeah, seriously.
The camera just like stares at her while she's eating the chicken, and then it just goes, blink. Like, we have nothing else. I'm sorry. Okay, we had to fill 43 minutes. So now Luke is talking to Danny by the bar, and Luke's like, can I have a talk with you about some serious business? He's like, as long as the business is cattle's ranch and brother man, okay, I'm a cowboy.
And then meanwhile, inside, Brittany's like, so Zach, what do you think about Brandon? And he's like, well, one of the things you said was like, you were not going to do the boyfriend girlfriend thing. But like, now you're like, we're official now. And he's like, oh my God, he told you. I was like, okay.
Oh, it's not like I'm going to get engaged or married. Just kidding. We're engaged, guys. We're engaged.
We're engaged. You're like colorblind when it comes to flags, okay? I'm just saying it. She's like, well, what flags has he got? Come on, tell me. What are his flags?
He's like, love bombing baby mamas, children, those sort of things.
Mama, I'm not playing it.
Mia walks by Danny and Luke, and she's like, I've been really trying hard to get her on bottles, but it's not successful. He's like, oh, you're the best cowgirl in all the West of the Mississippi. Go get on and try harder. You know, if at first you don't succeed, complain less and less. Okay?
Yeah, that's what little ladies do. So Luke is like, well, I don't want to distract you with the fact that I'm showing my bare chest right now, because Luke, for some reason, is the only one at this entire party who has his shirt open. his pale torso gleaming through. So he's like, so I talked to Jason yesterday.
Wow.
Well, there are some things that he'd like to apologize to you for, but if you're open to a group setting, I was like thinking it could be like me, Jesse Schwartz, Cigar Lounge, you know, things like that. You open to that? He's like, that's rough, because I've never had anybody in my entire life do what him and Janet did to me. Did you ush? And Luke is like, yeah, well, he said he would be weird for him to reach out to you, which seemed a little odd to me because, you know, like a simple text would have gone a long way. Anyway, I'm like, you're being a great mediator, Luke. Real great. So anyway, he's like, but like, I don't know. Things may have gone too far. So what do you think? It's like, I don't know. They've had a year to do this show. I don't know. I feel like they've had their chances, partner. I don't know.
He's also doing, I think this is another producer thing, A, because he's Luke and nobody cares what Luke thinks. But it's also a very Lala thing like she did last week, which is, hey, he wants to apologize. Do you want to get together so he can apologize to you? He's really open to apologizing when that is not the case. Stop. Everybody stop. They're like trying to trick each other into apologizing. And he's like, they had their chances. And now guess what? They're not getting ribs. They're not going to get me. And now it's suddenly so important for you to give Jason this kind of opportunity to do this when you know how I feel. You know, if you were my real, he's telling us this. If you were my real friend, like, you know, I feel we are, you wouldn't be hanging out with Jason at all.
He called me a clown. So then Danny is like, for me personally, I had to like already forgive them because I'm such a loyal person. Like, I don't have friends. I have like brothers and we shared a lot of good times together. Like, when we took that juggling class, or how to cram a lot of people inside a small car, or like how to put on white makeup and things like, damn it, maybe I really am a clown. Jeez, didn't think about that.
I was thinking about this while I was juggling bananas outside in the backyard. You know, this year I just wanted to cut anything off that was just toxic, you know, so I'm taking my energy away from him. And that takes energy away from my family. And I'm blessed, you know, and I want to keep that joy. I want to, you know, you got to protect your joy, protect your peace, protect this cul-de-sac.
Look, tomorrow night, I'd like to have my friends together.
Hold on. I'm sorry. It's hard to control this one-wheeled bicycle. Hold on. Okay. I'm back at you.
Is he your friend? Because if he had done to you what he did to me, he would not be my friend. Think about that. That was like a hypothetical and some double negatives. So I'm like, I don't know if I can agree to that because I can't follow it. Okay, well, let me think about it because it's something I just can't say right now that I would do. So, I'm going to think. And the way that my thinking takes its form is I'm just going to go and rub someone's pretty little ass. Okay, come to daddy, help him think. Yeah, there we go.
I just want to finish this off by having you squeeze this flower on my chest. Sorry, bro, we fell for it every time.
Now, excuse me, but there is a very angry bull that I have to distract away from someone who's lying on the ground.
Hold on before I go. Pull this handkerchief from my wrist. Oh, well, there's another one. Oh, what? How did I get 3 handkerchiefs in it? 20 handkerchiefs. Wow.
So Luke's like, hey, can we get 2 chilled shots? By the way, small mouths are a different beast than large mouths. Like the way they bite, small mouths go and take off like saltwater fish. Do you agree with that situation?
What are they talking about? Fish? Are they talking about fishing now?
Maybe. I have no idea. Danny goes, 100%. Like, what are you saying? So then Danny, someone goes like, hey, you guys doing shots? And he goes, I'm going to have a mocktail. Did you hear that, America? This clown is having a mocktail. So I don't have a problem, everyone. Mocktail.
So now Jesse and Michelle are talking. And Jesse's like, yeah, I have to look into it. But some of the parents of her school members of the tennis club up the street. And we should look into that. She's like, okay, good do dog to you. So Brandon is with Jasmine trying to piece. So Brandon, the new Jax, just walks straight up to Jasmine and is like, hey. So let's talk shit about people at the party. So Jesse and Michelle, they're exes, right? Or what is it? And Jasmine's like, yeah. And the girlfriend is right here. So she's standing there too. And he's like, oh, okay. So I'm still learning. So they're exes. This is the new girlfriend. And, wait, what is it? Jasmine's like, well, I did tell Jesse that Michelle called him a showman. So,
and, I don't remember, by the way, I don't remember Michelle saying that Jesse was a showman in that conversation. You know, I don't even care. I'm not going back.
No, but so then, the way that it was twisted later, she didn't say that in the original conversation, but then when she was twisting it, she did say that. It's also stupid.
So Jasmine's like, That's why I said the thing about Lala. Like, Lala wouldn't be friends with me. And she went and repeated that to her. And I was like, why would you repeat that? And like, I know that they were like talking about it in the car. And Brandon's like, yeah, Lala was like, what's the issue? What's the problem? Cause like, so Lala didn't have an issue? Cause Lala was kind of taken back by, you know, you. And Jasmine's like, oh, so now they're trying to say I'm fake or something. Michelle did. And he's like, yeah, Michelle wasn't really trying to force the issue, but she was just like, this is what was said. And Jasmine's like, but Michelle doesn't understand. Like, I mean, like, street, like, how are you talking about something? Da, da, da. And so Lacey goes, I'm on a healing journey with her, so I have to play dumb. So I'll be your shotgun, baby. Gonna lead the conversation. Cobb Carter over here.
And Jasmine's like, no, look, I appreciate you telling me that. Like, I appreciate that because that's like what Brittany wouldn't tell me. And she's like, oh my God, like, you know, like every time we're like besties, you know? And Brent's like, why don't you just go talk to her? Okay, I've lit the fire. So now carry the fire and go have the fight. That's what Brittany told me I'm supposed to do. So there you go. I've now produced. Go enjoy the world. Nailed it.
Yes. So Jasmine pulls Brittany to the talk. And Jasmine's like, Michelle is so fucking dumb. She doesn't have street smarts. And Michelle's like, what are we talking about? She's like, you. Oh, wait. No. Hold on. Me? Hold on. Jackson, hold on. So I'm going to say, hold on. Chill. Look, they got one of those things that the restaurant has. Look over there. Is that one of those cool things that has like the little snowflakes inside? Salt shaker.
Yeah. Okay, what are you guys talking about? No.
Look, I had a conversation with Brandon, and Brandon was telling me that you were in the car, and you were saying that I was fake. It's like, I did not say you were vague. Okay, but Lala said she was fake, and you agreed, no? Brittany's like, wait, Brandon said that Brandon. God, he's good. He didn't take much training at all.
So Brittany is like, she goes off to find Brandon, and then Jasmine's like, I mean, I met you, and I understood who you are and all this stuff, and I was like, thank you, Brandon. Like, this is like a lot. So Brittany's like, I know Brandon's just a social butterfly, but he is a social butterfly just a little bit too much here. like you do not tell all my friends what another friend said. Like, Jackson loves to stir the pot gossip. This is not okay. Oh, thankfully, no red flags for this man.
So now Brittany brings Brandon over, and Jasmine's like, yeah, he said he had my back in the car. And I'm like, why would you have to have my back then? Like, if people weren't talking about me. And he said, look, I said I've met Jasmine and I love her and she's always been nice to me. And Jasmine's like, yeah, because they were talking about me, right? And he goes, no, they weren't talking about you. Yes, they were. Don't go back on it now, you wuss.
Yeah.
And Michelle's like, well, I feel like you are trying to nag me for no reason.
She's really, really coming out with the microaggressions this episode. Jasmine's like, no, because he's saying that you were saying some stuff in the car.
Wait, no, I don't think he did. I don't think
you're jumping. You're like jumping. Like, I'm not talking shit about you like at all. And Jasmine goes, because I'm having a stranger tell me that you were. So Zach says, sometimes Jasmine doesn't understand what's fully being said and she'll take something and run with it, you know? So Zach is like, I will say sometimes Jazz, you do need to listen to the full. She's like, I get that. But Zach, if a random person is saying this stuff, and then Brandon's like, whoa, not random. She's my girlfriend. Girlfriend! I'm in the cast now, guys.
Okay, you know what? Let's shut this down. Lala, please tell me what happened in the car. And she's like, I brought it up because I've heard that you'll do this thing where you'll like be cool to someone's face and then you'll kind of like talk shit behind their back sometimes and like flip-flop. And I want to know, like, is that true? Like, do I need to worry about Jasmine talking shit? Because Britt said I've never had that experience with her. And Britt's like, I've never had that experience at all.
Jasmine's like, it's kind of like what Brandon said. So Lala's like, you're in my car, like the safe space, the bubble. You go and tell the enemy what we were talking about. You're a fucking rat. I'm like, okay, so I know that Lala was being hyperbolic, but you're still calling Jasmine the enemy. But you're the only reason why she's the quote unquote enemy is because you said that she's nice to your face and then talk shit behind her back. But you're literally calling her the enemy behind her back.
Yeah, okay, let's, out of so far what we know from this episode, Jasmine makes a comment. Michelle goes and runs to tattletale to Lala. Lala fixes it with Jasmine. Everything's supposed to be good. Lala leaves there, calls Janet, starts some more shit about how Jasmine just is a fake and talks behind everybody's back. Then she tells everybody in the car to turn everybody against Jasmine. Jasmine finds out, gets upset, and then Lala calls her a fake and an enemy. And a rat. When you were the one who ran to Janet. So I, yeah, Lala.
You know what's...
Why Lala? Why?
I want to say something. If you don't believe the universe is all connected, there's someone There's, I only know one person who lives in Santa Clarita. She also, generally speaking, drives me nuts, I have to say. I'm just going to say it. She doesn't listen to the podcast, so I feel safe saying it. She drives me nuts. She just messaged me for the first time in like a year and a half. Like, talking about awful people in Santa Clarita made this happen. I'm telling you this right now. I just got a message from Santa Clarita people during the Santa Clarita focused episode of Awful People. Oh my God.
What'd she say?
I don't want to open it. I just don't. Because it says the subject says needs some help. And I'm like, Oh God.
I wouldn't open it either.
I don't want to get roped in. She's the type of person that you give her an inch, she takes like a mile. Like, ugh. Yeah. I don't want to do this, so I'm not going to.
The only emails I open that have that headline are from Planned Parenthood. I'm like, okay, are you? Okay. Because like we're friends now because I donated a few years ago. And so now I just get emails from them all the time. I'm like, hey, girl, what's up? Like, I've become friends with Planned Parenthood, the person. But I'll tell you, they always need shit. They're never just like, how are you doing, Ronnie? They're always like, hey, guess what? We're in trouble. I'm like, oh, okay.
Let me tell you something. Over the weekend, I needed to print some labels and I needed to like download a label template from the company Avery. Whoa, Avery, because Avery does all the labels. And I needed to get an Avery template so that way I could print on the label paper. Okay. So in order to
you
download
look like
the
an old envelope, I look like a young envelope.
Well, please welcome my sister slash best friend, a label from Avery. And in order to download the template, like I needed the template and you have to like enter in your email. And then there's a box that says, would you like to receive marketing emails from Avery? Like, oh yes, I would. You know what I would love? I would love some marketing emails from Avery. So of course I made sure it was not clicked. And I was like, I know these fuckers are going to still send me the shit. It's not clicked. I press submit. I get my template. And every day since then, it's like, here's what's new with Avery. I'm like, there's nothing new with Avery. You're just labels. You're nothing. There's nothing new. What can you tell? What happened in the past 2 days that like innovated at Avery? Stop it. Stop sending me these things. I didn't even ask for it. I've unsubscribed like 5 times, Avery.
Yeah, they're not going to have it.
I'm so mad. See, I'm triggered because I got that message from Santa Clarita. Now I'm on one.
Yeah, you're on.
Not
and that girl in Santa Clarita is like, I need help and I have to email the guy who talks about labels. Oh God, you guys are
She's
really
like,
desperate.
Can you print out some labels for me? And I'm like, I won't look.
Okay, so back to this Jasmine argument. She's like, well, Lala, like, we haven't been close in a long time, and like, I think you feel the same way. It's like we're keeping an eye on each other. Like, we don't know. Like, we're just feeling it out. Like, it's been a while, and I feel like you're like trying to step on it and ruin it. And Michelle's like, but I did not step on it. And Lala's like, yeah, she wasn't trying to step on it. I think she was just trying to be like protective of me, and I very much appreciate it. Why can't you just say I was talking shit about you in the car because the other night it kind of offended me and I left thinking like, well, since when doesn't Jasmine like me? So yeah, I talked about it and then Michelle just commented.
Well, Ronnie, but Lala's the realest of the real. She's been real out of the womb. So why are you even questioning her right now being so real that she said something behind Jasmine's back and is not fessing up to it?
Yeah. So Jasmine's like, but you just said, Brandon, she was talking shit about you. And he's like, no. I said it's not like she was talking shit. Brandon, you're a damn liar now. And she was talking shit. So you're useless. You came in useful for a second and now you're useless.
Lala was actually prodding other people to do the shit talking so that way she couldn't be dinged for talking shit. She was like, so what's this I hear about Jasmine? To goad other people. So then Jasmine.
Yeah, what's this I hear about Jasmine being a fake bitch? Okay. Discuss. Yeah. Just as a topic for discussion.
So Jasmine just is like, this is so fucking dumb. And Michelle's like, she's so feisty. And Zach's like, she's not listening to me. Zach, I need you to stop for like 2 seconds, please. And Lala's like, oh, now you're in trouble. So Jasmine's like, Zach's coming in here all hot, trying to tell me to calm down and be quiet. It's like not helpful right now. And if you knew what was going on, you'd probably be quiet and have my back.
So Zach's saying, Jasmine doesn't even mean what she's saying. She's just not thinking. Well, she keeps getting triggered and I do not know why. Like, I'm not drawing divide with her. So Jasmine and Melissa go to the garage or something to talk. And Jasmine's like, oh my God, he made it seem like Michelle was the bad guy. Like, that doesn't even make sense to me. And Melissa's like, don't say anything else. Just go in there and drink and have fun. Okay. Let's just not argue.
She's like, I just hate that Zach's like, you all need to be quiet. Like, shut the fuck up. So Brittany's like, let me just say that to my friends, like, not you, Brandon. Like, she's basically telling Brandon, like, you don't, this is my era. Don't worry about it. And he's like, but it happened in regular conversation. He's like, no, but now it's like a big thing, you know, social butterfly and stuff. I definitely worry that this is going to affect the way my friends think about him. And I'm going to try to be like, hold on, but like, goodness, I don't really love it. It's terrible. Anyway, I'm going to stay committed to him.
Yeah, I mean, Brittany, this is totally a you and Jack's move. So for you to act like, oh, whoops, why would he do that? I mean, you've been doing this for years. So you've been tag teaming people for years and acting like, oh, what?
Yeah. Okay, well, you know what? That's the end of the episode. So thanks, everyone, for being here. Fun times in Santa Clarita. Now I'm going to go face the email from my Santa Clarita frenemy. And the worst. And we will all talk to you later for some Southern hospitality. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Shiraz.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.